Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. Time for a little clarity. I be talking to you a lot about competition, competing. And I mean that it is essential for you to compete, but I'm going to give you a little scenario, and hopefully one of you motherfuckers will call in, or a couple of you, and give me your opinion about this. Now, two motherfuckers with this game, Abadabra, they wanted to give a party. Both of them got fly houses, so they couldn't really agree on whose house to give it at. Now, both knew if it was at their pad, it would give them the most credit, and they liable to come up with the most bitches. Now, how should they decide this? You know, one of the niggas lived in a four-bedroom home, laid out in powder blue, wall-to-wall carpet, beige leather furniture, formal dining room. And each bedroom was laid out with the latest bedroom fashion, furniture. Now, the other nigga lived in a two-story home, laid out with a 12-piece goddamn playpen for the living room furniture, four bedrooms, all laid in the latest fashion. So either one of their cribs would have been, significant. So, now, both of these niggas had all the amenities in their home that anyone could want. Now, how do you think they decided? That's my question. And I'm going to talk a little bit about competition while I wait on somebody to call in and tell me how they decided, how they think they decided. I remember a long time ago, really, I made a comment about competition. And that sparked a lot of discussion. And one dude made the comment that it was an insignificant question because real men don't need to compete. To me, this nigga was way off base. And especially when it comes to this game. See, most men in the square world thinks just as this nigga did. But it's because of their insecurity concerning themselves. And the life I led and the life you trying to lead, if you're not willing to compare yourself with another nigga that's queued up, you know, especially one you be seeing rolling around, so you ain't willing to grow in this abadabra. Period. Now, when I do get them competing modes or moods, I just ask simple but compelling fucking questions. You know, when niggas with this abadabra get together, their lives are the center of attention. And yes, it includes all the things that we've been talking about in my videos. Now, when two live motherfuckers are rolling, but have their own recipes for how it's done, they damn sure gonna compete. They gonna compare and compete. My lifelong friend, Shantae, he'll tell you, he and I competed every fucking day. Every single day of our lives. If you're not willing to compare yourself with competition, you already lost the game. How can Michael Jordan be Michael Jordan if he didn't play against whoever the fuck he played against? That was, what's that white boy name? It was on the Celtics, or I forgot his name. But anyway, how can he be Michael Jordan if he didn't play against that motherfucker? 414, what's happening?
Just checking in, G. And like you said, there's nothing wrong with a healthy competition between men. And I think that the way that y'all settled it was to have a neutral playing ground just to see who's going to have the most action at one place. You can do, you know, and like I said.
Listen,
you know,
goddammit, wait a minute. That shit is right on the fucking head. You hit the nail right on the goddamn head. Bro, I didn't think none of y'all was going to answer that. But what we did, no, I'll tell y'all about it in a minute. Let me get these other callers. Hold on, little bro. 909, what's up?
No, I was going to say whoever could invite the most people to party.
No, bro. It was just what he said. Get a neutral place. So what we did was we decided one of us, I think it was, because I don't like the water. I think Shantae, he decided to, or he suggested we rent a yacht and give a yacht party. And I said we should go to the Beverly Wilshire and rent one of them penthouses. Now, we ended up renting a yacht. But what we did was exactly what the first caller said. We got a neutral place, and we decided to put all kind of stipulations. You can't bring your wallet. You can't bring shit. You know, and when you come in this joint, hey, we had a 99-foot yacht with the captain, the purser, the crew, a comedian, all kind of goddamn shit, a whole big old laid-out food buffet, and the magician and the comedian, they was doing they thing the whole time we was eating. So we all on the damn yacht, and we in the marina at this moment, but then the dude said, y'all want to go out to the ocean? So we yeah, man, let's go out to the ocean. We start out to the ocean about 3 minutes. Once we had hit the ocean, about 3-4 minutes, we all was getting sick. Seasick. We was the niggas that never really went on those yachts. But anyway, we ended up cruising the marina for like 5 hours. That was a dope-ass party. But, hey, call the 414. I got to hit you, man. You got my audio book?
OG, I think I got one of them, but I want to, whatever you want to send me, it's all good, OG, it's no problem.
Man,
I don't know, man, you just a cold
ass
nigga, man.
Look on my site, rosebudtheauthor.com, and pick whatever the fuck, except for my course. Pick whatever the fuck, man. I'm going to send it to you, man, because that was a real dope answer.
All right. Hey, OG, I got something to say, though. Give me this platform to say this about you.
Come on.
To all you dudes out there, young and old and used and misused, this is our elder. When he gets on the line, he's really giving y'all master game. And to everybody, to the naysayers out there, this dude is the real McCoy. And like I said, brother, you don't have to sit up and allow these lames to question you, but you let them question you because you're an educator. And you need to continue to put it in their face and let them know, get some nuts about yourselves, and stop being so fucking soft. And like I said,
hey,
OG, I love you, man. Keep up the good work, man. And like I said, dog, I'm chasing my ghost every day, and I'm in a winter wonderland right now. And we used to do the same thing. We used to do the same thing you and the OG did. Everybody bring their package. We're going to have a party, and we're going to get laced, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. And at the end of the day, iron sharpens iron, man, whoever listening out there. If you ain't around nobody that's going to push you, who going to push you? Yeah, you can push yourself, but that's on a whole nother level. But we're going to keep it on what OG talking about, man. Find your partners. Everybody that's down with you, that when you came up, you stay down, niggas, so y'all can come up and listen to the OG and stop being so soft, you haters. He didn't outlive all these wannabes. I love you, OG. Don't you stop. You don't
ain't
stop
no
over
stop,
there.
Ain't
don't
no stop,
you
ain't
stop.
No stop until they throw the last shovel of dirt on me, bro. Hey, and I appreciate you. Make sure you hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, with your information so I can give you whatever you want.
Hey, man, you're going to know it's from me. 1,000 cuts from the game. That's who it is. You'll see it. You know who it is. Yeah.
All right,
love,
man.
Bro.
Let me get my other caller, man. I don't want him to go.
Go ahead,
hey,
bro.
862, what's up?
What's good, bud?
Nothing. Was good with you?
Ain't nothing. The first caller, he hit it right on the head, like you said. That was my first answer. So I'm good with that. I'm glad I was right.
Hey, you was right. What else up?
Yeah, but my other thing was, my second answer would be whoever throw it first.
Whoever throw it first? No. It wasn't an option for different dates. The party was for Shantae's birthday.
Okay, I got you.
So it had to be on that day. But bro already answered it, and he hit it right on the head. The reason he said is right is because that was the only way we could fairly compete. Because if we went to his house, he would have an edge. If I went to my house, I would have an edge. We have to get somewhere neutral, and then we both do our thing. Which we ended up, splitting everything down the middle, and we both had got big reps. So both of us called bitches. Shit, man. my choice, Ricardo Montalban suite at the Beverly Wilshire, that was on my birthday. So, we still did it. But that's just how we roll, man. They want to do something big. $10,000 back then in the 80s. Was a lot of money, and that goddamn that yacht and all that shit cost us damn near $11,000, but we paid that shit, man. And don't bring your motherfucking wallet, have on tuxedos, and have your woman or good formal suits, and have your woman in gowns, and that's how we rolled that night. Cause we was in Hollywood, all them goddamn actors and shit, they get to have their nights and shit. Be all dressed up in tuxedo. So we had a pimp thing. We had it for us. It was so dope. Yeah. Hey, man, you got anything else?
Nah, that's it, bro.
Okay, man. Hey, you guys, I love when you have questions. I just do. I love when you have statements. It just bring me alive. You can tell yourself or you can clearly explain to yourself why you should not compete. But the plain and simple truth is you ain't shit and you know it. Competing is for real men. That motherfucking LeBron James didn't even want to play basketball if he couldn't play against Kobe or somebody like Kobe. You better understand. You measure yourself when you compete. And if somebody do better than you, what? You ain't shit? That's crazy. You still the motherfucker you are. You just got to step it up a little if that's the case. At least that's what I believe. See, I challenge any one of you motherfuckers to do a semester at my motherfucking school and not see the light. I mean, I'm going to start including more of my tools beginning next semester as far as that goes. I'm including three for my students. Not all of them, but I think I only use like three or four of them right now. But I'm going to start using about 10 because, they really help. And like I said, I've been using a few already, but more are to be included. See, you guys need these tools, and you need them in preparation for the conversations that you're going to have. Ain't no doubt about it. You're going to have it or them, whether you want to or not. And see, the thing about a motherfucker like me, even though I talk all this shit about, I didn't wrote this, I didn't wrote that, and this, that, and the others for this, blah, blah, blah. Man, I know. Who the fuck know what will work and what won't work? That's why you got to have game. And you got to motherfucking be having all kind of shit to do and say. You don't know what the fuck is going to work. But I know what's going to work. showing that motherfucking bitch who I am, my true John Dixon self, is going to catch her. I got four new... Hey, you back on again, 909 or what? I thought I seen you gone. You are gone, okay. I got four new categories of foods that I'm introducing, and they targeted at specific areas of growth. And, of course, any growth includes conversation. Now, I made these foods because I know how to bring the truth out of any woman I'm talking to. And I learned that. That is a learned 909. Why do you keep coming on, man? If you want to talk, talk. I got you. Come on.
Oh, so I got two things, man. First one is...
Hey, stop. Listen. Are you a student of mine?
Yeah.
See, I told you, man. And I told you before. That soft-ass bullshit you be doing with your talking, don't nobody want to talk to you when you talking soft like that. You sound like a punk. Now, I told you to speak up like a man.
Yeah, well, excuse me. It's because somebody's sleeping in my house right now, so I got to, like,
okay,
kind of
all right, bro. That makes sense. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the first thing is nobody can hear you on YouTube right now. The caller, excuse me. Nobody can hear the callers. They can hear you, but not the caller.
Well, man, I don't know what the fuck that is. If you can't hear the caller, you can't hear the caller.
No. Nobody on YouTube can hear the callers. The people viewing can't hear the callers.
Hey, 916, you can't hear the callers either?
Nope, can't hear it.
Okay, that's you, Juan? Okay, man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Shit, my speakers are on. Let me make sure. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Hey, 916, you can't hear the call to people.
I just heard me say something. Oh, that was me. hey, you guys, I don't know what to say then, man.
Oh, good. I'll call back later.
All right. You can't hear the fucking callers? That really is fucked up. What was your second thing, 909?
All right. So you were initially asking the first question. I was going to say what the first caller had said to get a different place that's like huge and bring the party over there. But then I felt like you asked how do they decide whose house to host the party. I felt like you kind of limited it to those two houses. So that's when I made a different answer, which is wrong.
Which is what?
Oh, my answer was, what was it called? To see who can invite the most people.
Bro, number one, we ain't been in motherfucking this semester but 3 weeks, but you really misrepresenting me. You know, you sound so soft, you sound so unsure of yourself, and I do understand somebody's at your house. But you be sounding like that when you talk to me, too. That's why I recognize your goddamn voice from the very beginning. So what I'm saying is you got to work on that shit. You know good and well in February we starting to go live with live bitches. And I don't want you sounding like that because you're going to rank me. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Let's get it together, man. We got a call tonight, so be on it.
You know it.
Be cool. No matter where you at, some things might happen and you might have to get into a different frame of mind, just like now. I mean, I thought I recognized that voice, but what I'm saying is everything I do, everything I claim, you witness it in live action. I pay fucking attention. I don't care what I'm doing, how I'm looking, and what I'm talking about. I hear exactly what I need to hear. I hear it in their voice. I hear it in the, I see it in their actions. And I interpret that shit to work for me. Now, I be trying to put you up on how to do that. But you can't do it with all that guessing bullshit y'all be doing. I know. period. I know how to bring the truth out of anybody. Now, what I'm trying to get you to understand is when I break this shit down into categories and things, you're supposed to deal with them with that category in mind. You know, this abadabra got a lot of secrets. And you should, they're secrets. No, they're not secrets. They're precious information. It's a bunch of precious information that you should know or at least have an idea of before you start thinking about anything slick. But there are the things that happen in the beginning of this life that you got to adjust to. And on these tools, I'll be talking about different things that you need to adjust to. And I talk about how to make them adjustments. Because, see, one thing I'll give you youngsters today is that you don't have it like we had it. We had older motherfuckers on the streets just dropping science. You know, we was young, you know, chasing, doing whatever we was doing. And them motherfuckers see you out of pocket, they finna tell you, man, get your ass home, man. Get off this corner. If you want to get some game, nigga, wait till you get a little older, come up here. But whatever they would say, it would be guiding. It would be guiding. So you guys don't really get it like that. I talk about making adjustments that's going to help you. I don't tell you what change to make. I talk about making adjustments. And you pick out of those adjustments what's going to help you with your change. Now, then there's the category about manning up. Some dudes be thinking you can get involved with this game and play from the shadows. This is the total wrong way to go about turning out. And when I say this game, I ain't talking about pimp shit. Game covers way more shit than pimp shit. I'm saying I discuss the right way to play whatever it is you're playing, and I let you know how. Oh shit! Forgot I let that fucking thing go to sleep. I let you know how what I'm telling you is going to work and help. The third category is about winning, and you know once you're on your path, certain things will guarantee your success. And the thing is, do you know what they are? See? That's what I'm saying. I discussed that shit. But in the fourth category is the important things about integrity that you need to know to be down. And how come integrity is so fucking important? Now, in a new relationship, me, after I know she liked me, which is going to be a day or maybe two, I start showing all my bad sides. I get really impatient. I ain't finna do nothing, you know, that I don't want to do. And I do that because I believe if she stay around after dealing with the worst of me, it's going to be a piece of cake to deal with the pleasant me, because I'm always pleasant unless you bring some unpleasant shit out. Now, I just can't help myself. I go hard all day. Some can't stand it. Some can. The ones that can't stand it, they can't stand it because of the pace. Many, many times as I keep grinding for what I want, I realize a fact of life. And that is, everybody wants something. Everybody wants something. But very few will go to get it. That's why we the go-getters at SWU. I show you how if you want something for longer than 5 seconds without going after it, you didn't want it. It's always a success when I have a sale. But what's significant about the one I'm going to tell you about is the deal. My monthly conversation tools cost $65 each. And this sale, I got any six you want for $100. Why? Because I'm going to take them off the market. You motherfuckers ain't going to be able to get them. I'm going to use them in my school. But what is even more of the shit than my sale is these goddamn videos I do. I do them about change. I do them about clarity. I do them about competition. I'm graced and blessed to have met with the real when I motherfucking set foot in Hollywood. I told you, you know, Shantae's been my dog since, I guess, 75. And he always been real with me. You know, we done fell out several times. You know, but the dog and us, you know, has always outlasted the bullshit. I'm fortunate to have lived a long and a very fruitful life. And I also realize my time on earth is short, or getting shorter. And I want to leave this message to you. That's why I make all these goddamn videos. That's why I make all this shit. Who knows where this shit is going to go when I'm gone? I besides Tate, am one of maybe three or four motherfuckers that tell you the truth. And I am the only one to tell you the social and psychological benefit of what the fuck I'm telling you. 862, what's going on?
What's up, bud? I'm back again.
What's happening?
But I'm listening to you, and you said some shit that earlier, and I've been watching your videos for a while now, and this one right here hits me the most.
Hold on. Wait. People been calling me and say they can't hear me, and they can't hear the caller. Can you hear the caller when you call in? I mean, when you
No, I can't, but it's about what you... No, I can't hear the caller either, but I hear what you say. That's what's more important.
All right, go ahead.
Now, so I was listening to you, like, about the competition thing, and I see how this whole point, how it all came together with certain words you used. So this is what I came up with. Like, the lack of competition, the people got to understand with that, they got to be cognizant of where they rank, and they don't understand that.
Yeah.
That's the point of competition, so you know where you at.
Well,
and the lack of competition.
Go ahead.
Say that again, bud? Okay.
No, go ahead.
The lack of competition, it fosters laziness and complacency, whining, entitlement, and bitch-ass behavior. Also, it breeds folks to feel uncomfortable with a challenge and being checked. One-track minds with no critical thinking, therefore unwillingness to listen to no words, and they have no integrity because they can't stand up on nothing.
Bro, you don't sound like no youngster, but I'm telling you, man, you're dropping some shit right now, brother. I really appreciate you.
I wish they could have heard it, though, but I wanted you to hear it, though, because I'm listening, bud.
Hey, that's what's up, man. You got to be listening. Paul, what's up, man, goddammit?
Hey, what up, bud? How you feeling?
I'm good. What about you?
Man, I'm getting better, yo. I was listening on YouTube. I can't hear the caller on YouTube. I can hear you. But now that I called in, I heard what the, you know, I can hear the caller real clear now that I call in. I don't know what he said, though.
YouTube, man. I can't fix it right now, but something going on with YouTube, evidently. Because
okay.
These guys hearing me on StreamYard. No, they not hearing me, man. Everybody thought I'd been over here. I'd have seen it. They saying they can't hear it either. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I really don't, man. You know, y'all just gotta listen today, man. Hey, ain't no sense in calling in because you can't nobody hear you. I mean, you can call in if you got something you really want to say to me, and I can kick it with you about it. Matter of fact, you guys call in. And I'll repeat what you asked it so that people can hear it. Yeah, that's what's going on. We'll do it like that.
Hey, bud, why do you wait 2 days before you start, I won't say showing the real you, but showing the other side of you?
No. I don't wait 2 days. What I'm saying is, first of all, there's a real you and there's an ideal you. And when you meet somebody, and let's say you liking them, you're going to be that ideal you. You ain't going to be the real you, because the real you don't like this, the real you don't like that. Since you done just met this motherfucker, you're going to be trying to, you know, you ain't going to accept it, but you ain't going to really check it because you've been this guy that you want her to like.
Yeah.
But then,
yeah, but when you're being the real you, don't that guy.
After you be with her a day or so and the bitch, you know, you see she liking you. Now, she might have said, when you was being your ideal you, she might have said, can you hand me this? And you just handed it to her. But when you be the real you, you might say, get that shit yourself. What's wrong with you? You know, you can't say that shit when you just met somebody. They ain't gonna fucking like you. So if you see some sort of action, it makes you want to be this good guy. So you can catch baby. But see, you got to bring that bad shit in, because what I'm saying is the way you catch a bitch is the way you keep her. So I got the bitch in my car, and it might be 10, 15 minutes, and I already know she liked me because I didn't say some mean shit. And I already know she liked me. So now what I'm saying, since she liked me and she is a hoe, I could just really be myself right now with her, but I ain't no pimp no more. I'm really talking about this square shit. You can't be that way with those square ass bitch. You know, when you be that way with a hoe, she recognizes it. And she said, damn, bitch, a hoe. She recognized what you're doing. She recognized how come you being that way, because you ain't got no fucking time wasting with her motherfucking ass. And she with it. But square bitches ain't like that, man. You got to know how you playing.
That's a fact. Because sometimes I be real me straight on the up and up right off the jump. And it'll trigger that realness in them if they got it in them, you know.
Well, the quicker you do it, the quicker you
get it. I agree.
Yeah. All right. Hey, y'all be cool, man. I got some more shit to kick.
All right.
You know it. All right. Now, when I was a younger motherfucker, I thought about if I should, you know, work hard or whatever and wait for my retirement, so I could travel and see the country, maybe the world. Or should I travel while I was young and dedicate my golden years to working? Now, I decided that I'd rather travel while I was young. And I'd work on, if that's the case, my golden years, in my golden years. Excuse me. But what I'm saying is, you got to make your mind up about a lot of stuff. And as you make your mind up, you have to have your future in mind. So you make your mind up and you are very serious about what you have decided. But at the same time, you accept that you can change directions at any moment. I mean, this sounds crazy. And it probably is crazy, you know, because motherfuckers like me, we love crazy. But what I'm saying for real is, even though you have this mindset that you are correct, you also have the same mindset as far as intensity that you could not be correct. But the reason you think you're correct is because you're thinking it. But then when something show you that you're not correct, you can change. At least I can. I know all my niggas can. You know, them motherfuckers ain't, you know, what they say ain't going to mean shit if something else happens. Motherfucker tell you coming at 1 o'clock, start to your house at 12:30, and get up to the corner and see a bitch, he ain't thinking about that 1 o'clock appointment. Nigga finna get it, baby, and if she get any action, he going to be with baby at 1 o'clock. He might call you. Nigga, I didn't came up, man. I ain't had time to stop and kick this shit. I got to tell baby about me. All the time, I'm talking to her right now. Shit. My partner said, yeah, nigga, you got you one up. Yeah, man, you know, I'm fucking around and like baby already. Shit, man. So I'm just talking shit. And the nigga just pumping me up. Pimp, nigga. Yeah, well, what you gonna do with it? I don't know, man. I'm not gonna take baby to one of them 52-star restaurants to see what's up with her. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga. Pimp, nigga. That's just how it go. Nigga ain't got to listen to me. He know what I want when I call. And I know what he want when he call. Period. And even if I ain't talked to him in 2-3 days, nigga calling, nigga must want to kick it about something. Boo-boo. Get on the phone. Whatever it is, I don't even give a fuck if he talking about weed. With intensity, we talk about weed. Paul, I see you, man. What's up?
Yo, I got a question. What do you think changed back in the day? Women used to chase men more, and now the tables done turned.
Okay, you say, what do I think changed as far as back in the day? Women used to chase men, but now, it's reverse, you said, right?
Yeah, it's like more men chasing women now.
Hey, because women, dudes are the bitches. Hey, that's all it is, man. Dudes are the motherfucking bitches, man. They don't know that they don't know that they the goddamn prize. They talking about the bitch. Oh man, you get the motherfuckers, man, tell me something, you know, that's going on about you, and they start talking about the bitch. Yeah, sometimes the bitch is, nigga, what about you? Motherfuckers don't say shit, but the short answer is dudes are the bitches. The long answer is you got to check society, the way they got people thinking. You know, all this Me Too movement, all this shit, you know, the dude got a face. We didn't have a face, but we did. Like we did with that women's lib shit. Fuck you, bitch. If you want to have a dick, go ahead. Don't come over here talking to me. And I ain't telling you you can't be no goddamn dyke. I don't give a fuck. I give a fuck if you like me. And that's how dudes was. So them bitches that was, you know, crazy, they separated, you know, themselves from us. But then at the same time, in the effort to bring the whole country together and shit, they started making it to where if you don't accept that you're equal, then something's wrong with you. You know, and then they just took that shit and ran with it. Once they felt they was equal, now they better. Once they fought, don't let them get no goddamn business that makes some money. That bitch is the shit to her. And all the time, she's just a regular bitch. She's just a regular bitch. Niggas like me, we know. You got a real estate company? Bitch, you just like the bitch that ain't got a job. Shit, if you fuck with me, I ain't gonna say your job ain't shit, but I ain't gonna act like it is. Shit. You know, I'm going to let you know what is shit, and it's me. That job you got can't hardly stand next to me. And if you think it can, I don't want you around me. And I'm not saying you can't think that, baby. You can think whatever you want to think, but you can't be around me. And the bitch already liked me. So what the fuck I'm going to do? Change up. Man, shit. Let that bitch know. You fucking with a monster. Period. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Man, I'm just calling. I wanted to say thank you for getting me up out of that comment section, bro.
Oh, you used to be on StreamYard?
Yeah.
Okay, bro, say thanks for getting
me up. This your cigar sending partner, D-Lace.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Man, you called me all kind of bitches, man. That was crazy, bro. But you didn't know. You didn't know.
When did I call you some bitches?
all up in the comment section. A nigga named D-Lace. That's me.
D-Lace. Okay, yeah, I do. Yeah, man, but you be in the comments, man. Who the fuck? You know, you see
bro,
it's better. You
like I said, better. I appreciate you getting me up out of there.
Okay, then. All right, brother. Now I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, good. That's what's up. You got
you
any
know,
questions? You got a question?
That was the question, bro. That right there. Ain't no bitches going on, and I respect you. And thank you for getting me up out of there because, yeah, that might have been some bitch shit, okay?
Hey, you see me and you talking.
Yes, sir.
Before you was just talking to yourself. Hey, man, because you know I ain't answering that shit. Right here.
I know
hey,
you ain't.
D-Lay, you got to hit my email, man. I got something for you.
I'm going to hit you, bro.
All right, make sure you do, man.
Man, nothing but respect, bro.
You know it. Hey, 839, what's going on?
Hey, I wanted to ask about talking shit.
You want to ask about talking shit?
Yeah.
All right, what you want to ask?
Like, a lot of times if I might enter the club or enter something somewhere and it seems like my presence is a threat to other bitches or niggas, and they talk shit, but they'll never talk shit directly to you.
Hey, bro, check this out. In the streets, you learn everybody talks shit. And if they ain't looking directly at you or mentioning your name, fuck what they saying. I don't give a fuck. Now nigga talking no shit because I ain't threatened. If you talking about me and you mentioned somebody with a, I got on a ring, it looked like something, and you said niggas wearing these rings, it looked like woo, woo, woo. Now,
yeah, that's what they do.
But I'm going to say something, man. Man, you know, motherfucker, you talking to me? And the nigga going to stand up or not? Because I don't take hints, motherfucker. If you're talking to me, my name Rosebud, and you could use it and say whatever the fuck you want to say. That's me.
All right.
That's how I go at it. All right, bro. All right.
Preach.
You know it. Hey, that looked like a out of the country number. 324.
Yeah,
who
listen,
is that?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, listen, man, I want to become a man that I can be proud of, and working with women towards the bigger goal is a part of that, man. But I don't know why, but that's what I want. But I got a problem, man. I can't picture what the... Huh?
Listen. It's going to be hard for me to talk to you right now. But you got the internet, so email me. AskRosebud@gmail.com. Email me. AskRosebud@gmail.com. It's got two D's in Rosebud. Email me, man, and I'll hook you up.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, for sure.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Right on. So, you know, that brother was from where, I don't know where, but he's from somewhere, and his English is not that good, so I couldn't really understand what he was saying. But my life wasn't no accident. In my remaining years that I have, they have been made golden by me being a man of great character, great integrity. I was a top-flight street-playing motherfucker, and I'm a gracious human being. And I've grown to be a person willing to learn whatever it takes to make progress in my life. I'm going to take it. I didn't promise myself to adhere to the notion each one teach one. So I'm teaching many, but it's really because I believe I ain't supposed to have this knowledge and not share it. So, you know, when I learned to write, that's when the nigga that taught me how to write, he said, man, long as you know, you can't keep this shit to yourself. I said, man, you know, I can't be teaching everybody. He said, no, each one just teach one. And that's all you got to do. If you teach one, you've done more than a lot of people. So I'm fucking teaching as many of you that want to learn. And I'm sure none of my being the top like anything is important to you, per se. But my being Rosebud, the motherfucking pimp, and you with the knowledge that I'm now a professor with my own school, nah, I bet that's of interest to a lot of motherfuckers. And what makes it interesting is the why. You know why he left all that luxury he was in? Why has had an allure to it since the beginning of time? Scholarly people, men and women, have always seen why as a topic to discuss or debate and then theorize about. My speaking of how good of a person I am or the changes I've made most likely means nothing to you. But I will bet my last dollar that a lot of you want to know just why I retired. Most of you won't accept it, and it's true. And I'm sure a lot of you motherfuckers don't accept this shit because I'm always on point, talking shit, on somebody's case about the game, or in most cases, trying to educate somebody about life, about being a man. What I mean is, from my earliest memories, my dad made an impression on me to be important. He always had some kind of meeting at our house, and most times he was the head of it. Now, if it wasn't that, it was his Mason brothers coming over to discuss some business. You know, then he had a position on the Improvement Association of the layout. Some reason, heading all those meetings, seeing him head all those meetings, made me want to be a leader. And it set me on a path that would have me, you know, the center of attention. I always was a good joking motherfucker. Always had conversation. But I found being the center of attention wasn't enough. I had to be special in my own way. I don't mean I wanted to be treated any other than I deserved, because I knew I would deserve special. I have always been a standout motherfucker in sports, and in just about anything I pursued, I was in the higher echelon of it. I grew up competing. I grew up losing to all my brothers. And through it all, I really wanted to be a well-known motherfucker. I did not especially want to be an entertainer, but I would imagine that would have worked. I certainly didn't want to be any kind of political figure or minister. But I did have a great thirst to be an important person. And I don't really know when that thirst began or why it actually began. But what influenced me in that direction was my motherfucking dad, Clinton Dixon Sr. He was quite well known in the city of Vallejo. He was an electronic. I guess today he would be an IT guy. He never ran for any office but the major players of the city, from the mayor to the police chief down to the motherfucking city councilman. All would seek out my pops and advice on different things concerning the citizens or politics of Vallejo. He was kind of the voice for the community, representing the voiceless people. See, what I'm saying is he wanted to be the best. He went up in the Masons to the 36th degree, which is the highest. But he was a very low-key person. But when something or someone had an idea to make something work, they came to Pops. And Pops, if he could, he would make sure it would happen. And when he passed, the Mason stood guard over him 72 hours straight. And he was buried with a gang of honors from that group of men, because his respect was earned the hard way, the old-fashioned way. He worked for it. So, as a black man watching my dad do all that shit, you know, just made me want to be important. And my mom and dad, they were role models for my entire family. Mom's, she was so dedicated to church. You know, her dedication could nothing break it. And I think that's where I got my dedication from. And my pops, I don't give a fuck what it was. He could do it. He thought. And if he bit off more than he could chew, he would leave. That nigga didn't care about leaving, so he would set out to fix anything that he couldn't. Oh, shit. Yeah. But one thing I know for a fact is my dad was proud of me. I said that to say he knew what I did, but I'm a respectful son in all respects to my parents, and I would never floss or acknowledge what I was doing to either of them. But I remember when I bought that Rolls Royce, I rode the Vallejo and went to my parents' house, you know, just to say hi because I got the bitches with me. I was, you know, going to pop my collar. My pops in his normal attire, his blue overalls, and a twisted little hat that he wore, he was in the front yard. And I never fronted with my hoes. But this time, I had four white bitches with me and a brand new Rolls Royce. So I ran up to Pops and shook his hand and went in and kissed Mom's. When I came back out, you know, I was smiling and told my Pops, you know, about my accomplishment. And then I told him, I bought that car cash, Dad. He said, Lord, so? I said, Daddy, that's a Rolls Royce. My pops put his foot on the shovel and said, boy, you really think you're doing something, don't you? I reached in my back pocket and pulled the pink slip out of my wallet to emphasize I owned this car. I showed that to my father, and he chuckled as he walked back towards the backyard, and he looked at me. And I walked up to Pops and said, Pops, this is Rolls Royce. He's like, he told me something to let me see just why I was such a bitch magnet. And they say, boy, I seen a time when it took me 30 days of one month and 15 days of the next month just to see my women. My daddy told me that, then he walked to the backyard. And then he stopped and turned around and he started walking back towards my car. And as he did, he was smiling and he grabbed my hand and looked in my reins and shit. And when we got to the car, I introduced him to my bras. And afterwards, I hopped in the car and I bagged out and told Pops I was finna leave. And as I was pulling off, my father gave me his approval for one of the only times in any of my family life. And I was stoked when he did, because as I drove off, I heard my father say, do it, boy. Man, that's about to bring tears. Man, all of us would do just about anything to hear either of our parents give us a compliment. That was hard to get from our parents, a compliment. You ain't getting it. Because what you doing, you supposed to be doing. Who gonna compliment you on doing what you supposed to be doing? It's almost as hard as to get a woman not to be defensive. Women are so defensive. Do you want to know what most every woman wants and desire in a man? It's for the man in front of her to be able to show her how likable he really is. His natural self, being the natural you. That's what really turned a woman on. A likable personality in a man is determined very quickly by anyone. So each of you motherfuckers need to understand and hone what is likable about you so that when you're speaking, you can show these likable traits. I think it took me over 100. Yo.
But I'm still here.
Yeah, man, let me cut you off. There you go. I think it took me over 170 hours to do that fucking confidence course, get it right. And that's a lot of time, but that's not no time. That's nothing. I'm dedicated to doing the right thing and learning about what the fuck I'm doing, what I'm getting into. Learning what I'm getting into is par for the course. Same for you. I was just blessed to get all the equipment and software that I needed. Then I started making major moves on this computer and didn't know shit about a computer. Everything I did, I had to call somebody and ask them. Even though I was pressed for time, I learned all that shit and got to where I could do big things with a computer. I saved almost $8,000 on my course because when they told me what they was going to do, I took it upon myself to learn some shit that I was scared of and do it myself. And that was fucking with a computer. And that was doing all the things that I've been doing. No matter what you're doing, take the next step and quit bullshit. That's my advice. I wanted a business when I started dealing on the internet, which is how it is now. My books are selling mediocre, but they are moving, as is all my three MP3s and my confidence course and my school. I mean, that's to say something to you about, you know, the internet and me. You've all been able to see me go to and graduate higher education. Nigga got 2 degrees. You seen me make some documentaries, The Gospel of the Game and The Real Fillmore Slim. I mean, you watched me complete 19 novels, publish 9. Yeah, I'm a conceited and selfish bastard, and I suggest you get some of what I'm on. Because this ain't bragging. It's to show any motherfuckers you can move and groove too. Don't let me think I'm the only motherfucker capable. Because I sure will thank you. I sure will. I will thank you, God damn it. Listen. Like I say, it's not bragging. So, I'm going to explain so goddamn loud. So, my fellow Americans, what's in your wallet? I mean, what's on your menu? What's on the menu, goddammit? In your quest for greatness, you know, those of us who seek it, you know the power of the menu. You got to have a menu. For you without a menu, you won't know what to order. And if you don't know what to order, how in the fuck are you going to get anywhere? Abba dabba on the menu. That's me and Tay used to scream. Now I scream. Abba dabba is a continuous. Unless you are in the know, you will not know where to go. As long as where you go, your game could brightly show. Then you can join the ranks and belong to in the realm of the game. Go, yeah. I'm starting to motherfucking get feedback on my shit. I shouldn't even make these reports because, matter of fact, I ain't even saying that. The average Joe can't believe this shit works as well as it does. I can't fucking help it. You know I got me a new woman. Shit. Yeah, the last one I had quit me. I just can't help it. People take a chance on my course and realize something special. I use all the shit I say, and it works. They all realize they can't determine the vessel their help's going to arrive in, but they all see it when I came along with my course. It was the vessel. It is the vessel you've been waiting for. You know, and you're going to thank me from the bottom of your goddamn heart. And just as I thought, you're going to be thanking me for the goddamn course getting it to you for so cheap, because you're going to say it's worth 4,000 times more than it's worth. I mean, excuse me, more than it costs. So, I chalk it all up to this game. My new and improved course is the bomb. Just as you, I pay attention and learn. I incorporated all the feedback that I received through the years to improve my course, and I implemented it in this new version. And you are the recipient of it. You get the results of that effort. My course always was what I claimed it to be. It's the key to you escaping that prison. That prison of insecurity that you live in. But now it even shows you how to build a bulletproof vest to wear in public when you're in acting. Don't waste any more time wondering if you should fade me on this. Yes, you should fade me. Get your money together and let's motherfucking roll. There is no sense in you continuing to doubt something you're witnessing to be success, a success. I mean, that fear you have of me beating you is unfounded. So you need to give me my props and buy my course. Enroll in Sidewalk University and become the motherfucker you always want to be. Unless you have a few more years you want to spend hoping something changes. Join in and enjoy some of this damn good feeling of doing and being what the fuck you want and who the fuck you want to be. It's yours for the taking. You know it, and I know it. The only difference is I show it. I'm out.